upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Welcome this morning, my friends. We're looking at the fourth sermon in the series, Fear Not. And we're just praising the Lord for the truths of his word. When we look in today's society and fear and apprehension abounds, we look at those beautiful words again, fear not. But before we look into God's word, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your presence in our lives and your commitment to your people to be with us forever. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for these truths that are found in your word. And as we look into your word, we pray that you will speak to our hearts and our minds, and that you will open our hearts and minds to respond to you. We pray this in and through your most holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to look into God's word together, isn't it? Like I said before, it's sermon number 4 in the series of Fear Not. And we're looking today at Joshua. Joshua. This is the 4th week of Fear Not sermon series. We've covered a lot of ground in this sermon series. We found out about healthy and unhealthy fear. We found where that fear should be placed. And we thought, and we found out as well, about the idea that we can be victorious against our battle of fear. The flip side of being victorious and victory is one that many of us have already experienced. And that's called defeat, discouragement. Trust me, we all go through it. It doesn't mean that you have failed in your Christian walk or your faith is somewhat diminished. It just means you're human. You're human. Join the club. Because of this fact, God sent his son Jesus to redeem the world so that through him we may have eternal life. He knew we couldn't get there on our own. We can't do it by ourselves, my friends. There are times we will all experience defeat and discouragement. There are other times and seasons where we will have extreme great growth and depth in our faith. And as the journey of sanctification ebbs and flows, we know that Jesus stays the same. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and he will be the same tomorrow in all of your tomorrows. He is always with you on that journey of sanctification. You and I are not alone. Hallelujah. Up to this point, we've talked through some very practical ways that we can deal with fear. Recognizing it, giving it back to God, putting our fear, recognizing what it is, putting our fear in the hands of Almighty God, giving it back to God through prayer, keeping our focus on one day at a time. Remember last week, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. These are powerful habits that can be developed in our lives to help us to deal and conquer fear. Add it to it a spirit of self-discipline, and you start to think you're invincible. So why do we at times feel that we are anything but? Well, that's where Jesus comes in, and he reminds us that we are not alone. Remember Joshua and the Promised Land? Last week, we talked briefly about the 12 spies, remember? And the Promised Land. And that was from Numbers chapter 13 and chapter 14. In the middle of this story is a young man named Joshua. You'll recognize his name as he's the one chosen to succeed Moses in leadership and take God's people into the Promised Land. Yes, the same land that 40 years earlier he and Caleb believed the Lord would provide. Well, let's jump into the story in Joshua chapter 1. It says this: After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised to Moses. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. Then a few verses later, God says, Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. I love that verse. Do not be terrified. Don't be discouraged. Even the great Joshua, the son of Nun, who led the Israelites safely into the Promised Land, was reminded by God not to be discouraged. Don't be scared. Just imagine, he had to fill the shoes of Moses. Wow. God tells him to fear not. What does God say to encourage Joshua? He essentially says this: You're not alone. I am with you always. Now, let's jump ahead to the New Testament. Look at Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission. At the very end of the very last verse of Matthew's gospel, after Jesus gives the disciples the final commission to the great commission and his exhortation out into all the world, he says this to them: And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. How terrified the disciples must have been to think about sharing the good news of Jesus without Jesus. How kind and how powerful it must have been to hear Jesus himself tell them that he would be always with them unto the very end. Has that truth changed all these years? Has the end of the age happened yet? Well, no, it hasn't. And it hasn't changed. The end hasn't come yet. That truth is still the same today as it was when Jesus said it to his disciples. Jesus is alive and well, and he is with you and with me right now, right where he'd said he'd be. One more point about Jesus. He was always incredibly honest with his disciples. Even when they didn't like the truth or couldn't understand it, they could always count on the unvarnished truth that came from Jesus' lips. Let's turn now to one of those moments of truth from Jesus found in the Gospel of John, chapter 16. He says this: A time is coming, and it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. There it is again. Remember last week we talked about that peace. Here it is again. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Take heart. I have overcome the world. John chapter 16 verses 32 and 33. Now, after Jesus' arrest and eventual death, the disciples were scattered, and many of them went back to their own homes. What an interesting point that he told them they'd leave him all alone, but that his Father, God, would still be with him. The disciples did to Jesus what he promised never to do to them, leave them all alone. What a promise, as he also told them in verse 33, that there would definitely be trouble in this life. The word trouble is defined by Strong's dictionary as affliction, tribulation, oppression, distress, and more generally describes a pressure and a pressing point. In other words, you could say in this world you're going to have pressure, affliction, oppression, and distress, which I can imagine we can all identify with these in these days, can we? These days of COVID-19, have you felt the pressure? In these days of COVID-19, have you felt the distress, the discouragement? However real the pressure is in your life right now, and for whatever trouble or distress has yet to come, we celebrate today because Jesus has overcome this world. In fact, he says, take heart. In verse 33, we are reminded of God's encouragement to Joshua from earlier when he says, don't be discouraged, don't be afraid. No matter how difficult it gets, no matter how impossible the odds may seem, we have a promise from God that is bigger and stronger than any giants we may see coming on the horizon. We stand with the one who has already overcome. The one who chooses to stand with us until the very end of the age. So when Jesus is added to the habits you've been building and forming throughout this sermon series, you can begin to see how someone like Paul was able to say with confidence in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. When you know that Savior of the universe is committed to standing with you through every trial, every season, every affliction, every distress, every discouragement, literally everything you walk through, it gives you a little bit more confidence in your step, doesn't it? There's a little bit more spark in your eyes and boldness in the moves you make throughout life. It is not that fear, anxiety, worry, or doubt don't exist. No. It's that they have their proper place in the capable hands of Almighty God through Jesus Christ in your life. So keep recognizing the unhealthy fear in your life, dealing with it appropriately. Don't worry about tomorrow, but keep your energy focused on today. And above all else, remember that Jesus is with you every step of the way. I might not be able to give you the audible voice of God today, like Joshua got at the edge of the promised land and the disciples got from Jesus. But I can give you the same encouragement that the Lord has given all throughout the Bible to his people. My friends, don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. Fear not. God and Jesus are always with you until the very end. They will never leave you. They will never forsake you. May God add his richest blessings to his word today. May God bless you.
our sail. But I've got a friend who watches over me. When that wind becomes a gale, I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the sky. Among the heights my soul will, it can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. It might bring me low, but it can't bring. The sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Well, let Jesus calm your storm. He'll make your sun to shine again. He is the master of the wind.